The objective of our study is to determine the effects of residue source, root versus straw and tillage on residue decomposition pattern. We hypothesize that decomposition rate of root and straw is lower under no tillage condition as compared to conventional tillage. We also have hypothesized that root drive carbon persist longer in soil than straw drive carbon, regardless of tillage. So, to fulfill our objective, the research was carried out in under rice root system in Nepal Tarai at two locations. And as we know that rice and wheat grows in the same piece of land in a year, where rice is grown under flooded condition and aerobic situation, and wheat is grown under aerobic condition. So here 13C labeling technique was utilized to trace the decomposition dynamic of residue carbon in macro plots. For this purpose, the two existing tillage experiment, about 3 to 5 years old experiment, were utilized for this study at two locations, where at Rani Ghat, one of the locations, we have bed planting versus conventional tillage. Bed planting is considered as minimum tillage practices. And another site, we have no tillage versus conventional tillage practices. And the experiment was conducted in a randomized complete block design with 4 replications. And originally, the experiment was started with triple cropping system, that is rice, wheat, and mung bean. For our decomposition study, present study, we conducted our experiment on the rice wheat system only. We have not included mung bean, and we also selected only residue managed treatment for our purpose. So first, for decomposition study, about 37.5 centimeter diameter size of macro plots, metal frame were inserted into the soil to support the leveling chamber. And to level the plant, first certain plastic tents, which are impermeable to carbon dioxide, were placed over the macro plots, as you can see in the figure. And plants were leveled with 99% 13CO2 for 6 times from tillering to flowering stage at 7 to 10 days interval. And the leveling with 13CO2 were commenced for 4 hours between 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during cloud-free condition. So same way we did leveling for rice crop, as explained for wheat, during rice cropping season. So after leveling, we just harvested the straw biomass and we just preserved for succeeding cropping season. So for example, in this case, for wheat leveled straw, we utilized during rice cropping season, and rice leveled straw, we utilized flowing wheat cropping season. And the same, this way, this will give, in the same treatment, we have one macro plot is leveled root and unleveled straw, and another macro plot is leveled roots and unleveled roots. In conventional tillage, residue were incorporated into the soil, whereas NT condition residue were mulched on the surface. The sampling was done. Samples were collected from 0 to 5, 5 to 15, and 15 to 30 centimeter soil depth, and for my potential purpose I have just combined 0 to 5 and 5 to 15 centimeter, and we have not included for our analysis from rejected 15 to 13 centimeter because we did not find any distinct difference between tillage for decomposition pattern. So we did sampling before the beginning of the experiment to determine the baseline value of 13 feet after crop leveling to establish the 13C value, and after each rice and wheat cropping season up to 3 season. And straw samples were also leveled and unleveled straw were collected to determine carbon and 13C value. And in case of NT tillage treatment, we did sampling at each cropping season until all crop residues were decomposed. So, first I want to show how the straw decomposed after leveling. So here, X value we have month and cropping season, and Y axis is percent of initial straw carbon, straw 13C remaining in the soil. So what we found that start after four and a half months, extra carbon decomposition is slower under no tillage condition as compared to conventional tillage. However, after three cropping season or 16 months, after 16 months, the decomposition pattern of 13 extra carbon is faster in case of NT as compared to significantly faster as compared to conventional tillage. So it does not support my first hypothesis that we expect that decomposition would be slower under no tillage condition. Same kind of trend we can see another site also. That is the trend is same, and similarly, same kind of trend we can see for rice crop also. Here, after 16 months, the decomposition pattern of decomposition slower under no tillage condition, faster under no tillage condition at both sites again. So, but for here we want to solve the root decomposition pattern. Here the situation is different as compared to straw carbon. Here, in case of, and also it's differ from rice and wheat crop. So in case of wheat crop, there is no any tillage effects between, there is no any tillage effect on root C retention at both sites. On the other hand, in case of rice crops, there were significant difference of tillage effects, and root retention carbon, root drive carbon were higher in no tillage condition as compared to conventional tillage at both sites. And also, the root drive carbon is, root retention carbon is higher in case of rice as compared to wheat crops. Here I try to show the decomposition pattern between root versus straw. So in this case, regardless of tillage, at all case the root decomposition pattern of root is slower as compared to straw. And all sites and in both no tillage and conventional tillage condition. Similarly, the same type of pattern also we can observe, we can see in the rice crops. Here also the root draft carbon is decomposed slowly as compared to straw, and at both sites and both tillage management practices. And also here you can also observe that root carbon retention was greater than extra carbon retention. So finally, we conclude that decomposition of straw of rice and wheat was faster under no-tillage condition as compared to conventional tillage. Secondly, root seed decomposed more slowly than extra carbon for both rice and wheat. A tillage effect was only observed for rice roots where seed remaining under no tillage, which is greater than conventional tillage. And finally, we conclude that possibly the change to no tillage in the degraded soil leads first to accelerated decomposition of residue before later building aggregates that protect organic matter from decomposition. And lastly, it is expected that root-derived carbon will be the most important contributor for carbon sequestration under long-term no-tillage in the rice wheat system. Thank you. How we label that, I explained the figure just with under fill condition. We make the chamber and then just we under cloud free condition. With sodium bicarbonate, we acidified with hydrochloric acid and we just leave the chamber for 4 hours. And that way we label the plants for both crops, rice and wheat. And we did the labeling for 6 times at 7 to 10 days interval from tillering to flowering stage. And for how we determine the root, second question is how we determine the root carbon even?
How much? Because you reported it as a percent of the starting root 13P, and I was just curious how much
you were starting it. What we did, just we labeled, then we expect that there may be some error, I think, because we expected that when we did the labeling, there might be some decomposition, but we assume that just after one cropping season, we started from that is the starting point. So there may be some like overestimation, we can say to some extent. So we start from after cropping season, but when we did the labeling, there may be some decomposition during that cropping period that we can't quantify it. And I think other authors also they don't do that way properly. I think there is some error, right? But in case of straw, I think we are starting point is from after labeling. We counted from that period, so it is 100% I think correct. Yeah.
Could you address the amount of sequencing you added to the plants that you labeling stage including the photosynthesis of plants that what I'm driving at here is if you always add the same amount of carbon 14 every time, and you had smaller plants than you were labeling at the beginning of your 6 stages at the end, would you not get a higher concentration of the C13 in the root material to grow more of that stage?
Yeah, that's why I think we started from tilling stage. So we expect that at the early tilling stage to panicle initiation stage, it will go up to below ground part mostly. And after panicle initiation stage, mostly it will go to top portion, above ground biomass. That is our assumption. Yeah, that's the literature also said that, that sort of thing.
Thanks, Andrew.